Sitter Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. Finishing up the pasuk, the statement, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. We've been learning about the Kedusha of Yotzer, the Kedusha that we recite in the context of the first Baruch of Birchas Kriyashma. And we describe Baruch Kvod Hashem, blessed is the glory of Hashem, Mimkomo. We've offered several explanations. Mimkomo, Makom is the name of Hashem when we feel distant from Him. As in Hamakom Yanachem Eschem, or Vayaras Hamakom Meirachuk. We saw the Maharal, that Baruch Hashem, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, the Maharal explains, Hashem speaks to Moshe from the snare. He relates to each of us on the level that we're at. When we're feeling down and out, when we're in Eis Tzara, a time of crisis, Imo Anochi B'Tzara. He appears to us as if He Himself is also in Tzara. Now He's omnipotent, He's infinite, He's perfect. He's the master of the universe. Of course He's not Petzara. He's never in a crisis. But Baruch Kvod Hashem, His greatest glory is Mimkomo. Inherently, intrinsically, He is, of course, perfect. But He appears to us at times to struggle or to be imperfect so that we can relate to Him, so that we can feel His companionship, His support, and His love. And the opposite's also true, writes the Maharal in his Gur Aryeh and Chumash. The opposite's also true. If Imo Anochi Betzara, when a person feels down in the dumps, when you're in crisis, Hashem is right there with us. The opposite's also true. When a person's on top of the world, when they're flying high, then Hashem is accessible and available and feels that way to Him. We human beings, we fluctuate. Hashem doesn't. He's perfect. He's static. And yet, His appearance to us seems to fluctuate. Baruch Kvod Hashem, Mimkomo, from His place, He is perfect. The Aruch HaShulchan of Yechiel Michal Epstein is a very similar idea. And he says what it means is Baruch Kvod Hashem, the glory of Hashem, is Mimakomo, it comes from His place. So how often a person says, I don't understand the ways of Hashem. Normally or often they're going through a challenging time. A person who's suffering or struggling says, I don't understand Hashem. The answer is Mimkomo. You're not in His place. His place is a place of perfection. Of infinity. His place is a place of eternity. We are limited. So Baruch Kvod Hashem, if you want to know the glory of Hashem, if you want to comprehend His ways, whether to understand why something is painful, or to understand, though people never seem to ask then, I don't understand the ways of Hashem. Everything seems to go perfectly. Everything is great. Everything's amazing. I want to understand. Nobody asks then to understand Hashem. But in either direction, if you're trying to understand Hashem, know that we can't. Baruch Kvod Hashem, His glory is Mimkomo, it's from His place. Question is, the Kedusha de Yotzer, this Kedusha included two of the prominent components, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. What's it missing? Yimloch. What happened to the last line of Kedusha? The Kedusha de Yotzer, where's the Yimloch in this Kedusha of the first Baruch of Birchas Kriyas Shema? So the Aruch HaChaim says that you only recite Yimloch when you're saying Kedusha. This isn't our recitation of Kedusha. That'll come later. What is it here in this context? We are repeating the conversation between the Malachim of the angels. So when repeating the conversation of the angels, though by the way, Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kvod are in two different descriptions, two different Nevi'im, two different groupings of angels, two different stories. But in any case, what they have in common is they're the angels. So Yimloch, the angels didn't say, we don't say. Later, when we will say our Kedusha, then we will say Yimloch, like Shira Sayam, when we reflect and we see, and it all comes together, and we feel a revelation, contact with the Divine, we react, Yimloch Hashem Liolam. So it only comes in our Kedusha of Chazar Sashatz Yimloch, it's not in the Kedusha of Yotzer, because here we're only repeating the angels, and the angels didn't say it. The Ribar Yakar gives a different answer. He says, how can we say Yimloch? We haven't been Mekabel Olmachus Shemayim. We didn't say Shema. We're still building up. We said Psuke de Zimra, and we've said this first bracha of Yotzer, but we've not yet said Shema. So before we've been Mekabel Olmachus Shemayim, before we accept the yoke of heaven, how could you be Yimloch? How can you acknowledge God's dominion, His providence, His kingship, if we've not yet been Mekabel, if we've not yet been Mamlechim, if we've not coronated Him? But lastly, I saw a third opinion that says the exact opposite. The reason we don't say it is not because we didn't say Shema, we haven't been Mamlechim, is Shema is Yimloch. If Shema is Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim, we are saying Yimloch. We just don't say it as Yimloch. We say Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo, and we'll get to Shema. Shema is the Yimloch of the Kedusha Diyotzer. So three ways to answer it. Either we don't need to say it because the angels didn't say it. We can't say it because we're not yet qualified to say it. Or we do say it. We just don't say it as Yimloch. We say it as Shema, which is the Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim, the equivalent of the Yimloch of Kedusha.